thing.
3, 2, 1, and it is official. The Wolsey Westington Warbirds have won the 9B football championship.
Tonight's action is brought to you by our first team sports backers.
And actually, this afternoon's action, or where I'm at still this morning, State B Girls Basketball Tournament, final day, seventh place game, James Valley Christian Warner to play in the final girls game basketball game we'll have on the air for this season. I'd like to thank all our backers of James Valley Christian School, Ben Meyer Auction Service, New Life Clinic, Auto Body Clinic, Bauman Agency, Runnings, Double D Western Store, Dakota Family Dentistry, Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, The Diamond Store in Mitchell, Jensen Livestock, Prairie Smiles, and Asphalt Paving. Our area sponsors include Shooters in Wolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance here on Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Burns Manufacturing in Wessington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic, Real Estate Connection, South Dakota Attorney General Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, and Mirror Family Hair Care with the scoreboard updates. And again, this is an event of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Broadcast of these games has been authorized by a special arrangement with the Activities Association Board, and we are happy to be in here one last day in Rapid City. I'm Jeff Duffy. I've been following the James Valley Christian Vikings. Well, this is my fourth game in a row now, going back to the SODAC 16, which seems like about a month ago, but that was just 9 days ago. And now we are ready for the final game of the season for James Valley Christian. As I said, this will be our final game this year for girls basketball. We still have Wessington Springs and Huron Boys to go next weekend, but close out our girls basketball schedule today with James Valley Christian, who is the number 8 seed, and Warner, who is the number 6 seed. Now, I did not get a chance to talk to Coach Tina Winter of Warner. In fact, Warner has not had any member of their team out of the locker room at all yet. Coach Robinson and a number of the and the coaching staff for James Valley Christian, they were out really the last half hour or so. So, but in any case, I didn't get a chance to talk to Coach Winter, but we did talk to Coach Robinson, and we'll talk about that coming up. Our pregame report again here as we get set to go here. I see the teams are, or at least James Valley Christian is milling out again. I have seen spectators for Warner, but I have not seen one glimpse of the Warner basketball team. I'm sure they're here, and I'm sure they're ready to go. Just haven't seen them yet. I'll give you a preview of Warner coming up next after this timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
You scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
6 F-35 fighter jets, 1 NFL team, a trip to the moon. All have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that costs $1 billion? Respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calves' natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starter.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First
Can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And back in Rapid City, getting set for our seventh place game, Warner and James Valley Christian. The Warner Monarchs come in with a record of 21-4 and came into the tournament as the number six seed. Their two losses during the regular season, Aberdeen-Roncalli, which was their last game of the regular season, and also lost to Florence Henry by two. So a pair of Class A schools is who they fell to during the season. And Warner and James Valley Christian, in this day and age, it's maybe a little surprising that they have never met before, or at least that I know of. In this day and age, 70 miles, and I think that's what they are, 70 miles apart. That's not that big of a distance to play in these days. So, but I know Coach Robinson said they are working to hopefully get each other on the schedule here. Probably not going to happen next year, but maybe on down the road. So that's what they're kind of looking at. But Warner, everybody knows about volleyball. Warner has won probably 8 out of the last 10 years. 8 out of the last 10 years they've won the state Class B volleyball tournament. So you know they have athletes, and they haven't been too bad in basketball as well. Now, this it has been a 5-year gap in state basketball tournaments. They last appeared back in 2019, but they won a couple of state B titles there back in the early to mid 2010s, including a classic double overtime win over Sanborn Central Woonsocket back when both Shelby and Maya Selland were playing for the Blackhawks. So they've had their success in basketball, and well, with a 21-2 record coming into the postseason, they showed they were still there. Really were not challenged in the postseason. Defeated Aberdeen Christian 70-35, Britton Hecla 64-31 in the region, then Harriet Selby 61-47 in the Sodak 16, but did have a close game with Wessington Springs right at the end of the year, winning that 63-54. Middle of the season, they defeated Hitchcock Tulare 37-31. Just scanning there, I'm sure there's a few other common opponents as well. So it'll be an interesting matchup, as I said, with Warner and James Valley Christian. That usually was some of the beauty of having the state tournament appearance. You get to see some teams you normally don't. James Valley Christian, as far as we know, never played Wall. I don't think they played Warner before either, at least in basketball. So good from that standpoint. See somebody new and get one last day, one last game together here in the state tournament. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and talk to Coach Robinson of James Valley Christian next on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, down, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Getting set for our final girls basketball game of the season here on Dakota Sports. Seventh place game from the State B girls basketball tournament here in Rapid City. James Valley Christian and Warner, JVC head coach Krista Robinson joins us here. And coach, another loss yesterday. Wall, such a good team with some good players, some tall players. You stayed right with them, lost by three. And overall, I know the one thing you felt happy about is you played a little more like JVC yesterday than Thursday.
Yeah, we did. You know, we settled in a little bit better. You know, they could tell the nerves were off, and we just did a little lot better job on our offense. You know, we still had a lot of turnovers, but we've been watching all these games, and, you know, we're not the only team struggling with turnovers this tournament. This is a tough place to play. You know, as Class B schools, we're used to small gyms, confined spaces, and, you know, you talk to other coaches, and every team is struggling with shooting and turnovers this weekend, and it's, you know, I just told the girls, it's been a great experience. The one thing I always tell them is I'm so proud as they fight to the buzzer. Buzzer to buzzer, they're fighting, they're not giving up, they're working their butts off to get us to the next step.
You know, and that's the thing, you were out-rebounded by, I guess not a big margin, but on the offensive boards you were. On the other hand, I felt like a lot of the time your girls had the position.
Yeah, we did. You know, I thought Addie Barthlow and Kaylee did a great job down there boxing out, and I felt that we had some, I guess it's not over the back anymore, it's push calls. It should have been called on us, but, you know, they did a great job battling. There's a couple six-footers, and that's tough. But, you know, they only ended up out-rebounding us overall by two. It's just we gave up 17 offensive boards, and to a team like that that was second in the state last year, you cannot do that. But our girls have gained so much experience, and I can tell already that they're hungry for next year.
But you still have this year left. You have the Warner Monarchs today, and Warner, obviously a juggernaut when it comes to volleyball, so I see they have some height, and you know they have athletes with as good as they have been for years in volleyball.
Yeah, they're definitely coming in with state tournament experience just from their volleyball team. You know, again, it doesn't get any easier. They have a lot of height. You know, but they're a little bit slower on the guard end compared to Wall and what Arlington was too. So I think that we're going to be able to match up to them pretty well. You know, our girls are excited to go out and get a win. So I think that's fueling them a little bit. They want to end the season on a high note. You know, Warner's going to come ready to play. Again, a very senior-laden team. And so, you know, you have that experience, but I feel like our younger girls have kind of settled in now. They seem like they're ready to go today. You know, they all seem in good spirits, and I no doubt we'll fight to the end. So I think it's going to be another great basketball game. I don't think there's been one bad game at the State B so far.
And one thing I was going to say it before, I forgot about it, but, you know, the one thing that had to make you really smile yesterday, four girls in double figures, any coach will take that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you go to look at the stats when we have four girls in double figures. That's what we wanted all year, and that's what we preach for our basketball team. It's like, it's hard to guard five that can score double figures. It's easy to take out two that score the double figures for you, because we always use the comparison. If five of you score 10 points, that's a lot harder than if two of you score 25 apiece. So, yeah, that was great. You know, Rihanna Hood's really had a good tournament for us as a senior. I think she's ending her career on a high note. You know, Lex and Kaylee are just just kind of do their jobs. You know, Eddie B and Eddie Knight have stepped in, you know, now being more comfortable. And Daryl Francis came off the bench and done a wonderful job for us again here at the state tournament. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of good things. It's just when you're here, you're with the best teams in the state. And this year, I think it's truly the best teams in the state that are here. So, you know, you got to play a perfect basketball game to make sure that you're moving on.
And finally, a game like this, you play for fun, you play for pride.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we told the girls, we gave them some knowledge on the team a little bit, but we're like, just go out and play. Let's not overthink. I think the first game we got to overthink, and that got us a little bit. Yesterday, we settled in a little bit more, and now this one, just go play, have fun. This is the last time this team will take the floor together to make it one that you'll always remember.
Krista Robinson, head coach of James Valley Christian, timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington, equal opportunity provider, 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
If you're like a lot of South Dakotans, you've made a purchase online for services or products and have had no issues. Unfortunately, scammers view the internet as their playground, and they're constantly deploying new scams to attempt to take your hard-earned funds. Fraudulent websites have grown by leaps. Consumers and businesses need to check all aspects of a website before making any type of purchase. Questions regarding this scam should be directed to South Dakota Attorney General's Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We are back in Rapid City getting set for James Valley Christian, Warner, and the seventh place game here of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament. The teams got here. James Valley Christian lost first round to a top seed Arlington. Warner lost to a third seed Centerville, 59-50, and maybe just a coincidence, but those first round of games, the two winners, they're playing for the championship tonight, Arlington and Centerville. In the consolation games yesterday, Wall edged James Valley Christian 62-59. Harding County defeated Warner 62-57, a marathon game. I believe the final total was 67 free throws shot, over 50 fouls called, and a well over two-hour game. That was a game two where Warner had a double-digit lead at halftime. The biggest lead I remember them having was 13 points, but Harding County rallied mainly in the fourth quarter and were able to come back and get the win, and they'll play next. So Wall and Harding County, a West River battle for fifth place coming up after the conclusion of this one. 2 minute timeout. We'll get set for anthem, lineups, and more. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
And Dr. Nathan Lowen and Kara Fast, PAC, work as a team to provide surgical services, personalized wellness, maternity, pediatric, and primary care through all the stages of life. At New Life Clinic, they want to help you and your family reach the goal of physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Call New Life Clinic for appointment at 605-352-2117. New Life Clinic is a proud sponsor of the Girls State Bees. The best of luck to the James Valley Christian girls.
Auto Body Clinic. If you wreck your car and you need a that quick. We really care. The Auto Body Clinic. The Auto Body Clinic.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Crop insurance from the experts. That's what you'll find at Baum & Agency of Huron. Our agents are well-versed in our full line of crop insurance products and use them on our farms and ranches. At Baum & Agency, we take pride in our expertise, top-notch service, and best-fit products for your farm. Be it multi-peril, crop hail, livestock, pasture, and more, we have you covered. Call 605-353-1112. Baum & Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. Baum & Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Runnings of Huron would like to congratulate the James Valley Girls Christian basketball team and wish them great success at the Girls State B tournament in Rapid City. With spring in the air, stop in and place your preseason orders for baby chicks and pick up all your poultry supply needs. We carry a large supply of beekeeping supplies year-round, and don't forget, we have live bees to order by March 15th. Runnings can take care of your landscaping needs with one of Huron's largest selection of lawn and garden power equipment. Stop in and say hi to our friendly and knowledgeable staff. Go Vikings!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back in Rapid City, getting close to the introductions, the anthem, and more. Let's do Amir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Call 605-883-HAIR. Walk-ins are welcome. And that's at Mir Family Hair Care downtown Huron, right to the north of the post office. Championship game here in the B tournament tonight. Arlington plays Centerville. The Class AA tournament, O'Gorman, undefeated, will play Brandon Valley for the championship. And in Class A in Brookings, it's Vermilion and T area. And we'll have girls basketball season in South Dakota will be finished by the end of the night tonight. Then, of course, we move on to boys, and all high school basketball will be finished 1 week from tonight. So, yeah, it's March. It's that time of year and getting to the end of our winter sports season. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. We'll get back here, hopefully around the time for introductions and more. We'll go 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Community, friend, local business, and for over 17 years, Double D Westernware has been just that, a positive part of your community. And just like your family, Double D Westernware has grown. Not only do they have clothes for every member of the family, including infant wear, by the way, but beautiful home decor, cologne, perfume, footwear, and fashionable sunglasses. Make your day happier. Stop in and shop local at Double D Westernware in Huron. Open every day of the week.
Dakota Family Dentistry strives to provide the highest standard of dental care with exceptional service. Dr. Winnell, Dr. Fast, and staff are committed to serving each patient with a positive experience by blending personalized attention, comprehensive services, and state-of-the-art technology. Call Dakota Family Dentistry for an appointment at 605-352-6999. Good luck to the Lady Vikings from Dakota Family Dentistry.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Auto Body Clinic. If you wreck your car and you need a repair, we'll get it back quick, because we really care. Auto Body Clinic.
Hi, this is April from the Diamond Store. We want you to know that we know. What do we know? At the Diamond Store, we know you want honesty. At the Diamond Store, we know you want quality. At the Diamond Store, we know you want great service. At the Diamond Store, we know your jewelry is important to you. It is to us as well. So come to the Diamond Store, your local hometown jewelers, who just know. We're here for your engagement, anniversaries, and all the days in between. The Diamond Store, 218 North Main, Mitchell.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And once again, back in Rapid City, and, well, we're doing the little video highlight first, so the lights are down here. Everybody's got their cell phone lights on as they show the different teams up on the scoreboard. Kind of hard for me to see it because it's straight over my head, but we're getting set for the game. Warner comes in with a record of 21-4. Tina Winter is their head coach. They'll start Kyra Markison, a 5'9 senior. Ava Nielsen, a 6-foot senior. Kylie Schopp is a 6'1 junior. Sophia Haft is a 5'7 senior. And Lauren Markison is a 5'9 senior. James Valley Christian head coach is Krista Robinson. They come in with a record of 16-8. Same starting five again today. Addison Knight, a 5'9 freshman. Brianna Hood, a 5'6 senior. Kaylee Robinson is a 5'9 junior. Addison Bartholo, a 5'10 freshman. And Alexa Gertz is a 5'9 junior. Those are the starting lineups. We'll take another timeout of 1 minute, and we'll be back here and ready to tip this game off. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Your calving and lambing needs. As local ADM, Hubbard, and Rancher's Choice dealer, Jensen's can supply your farm with many different products. With the addition of the Hubbard and Crystalix lines, they have access to many new and exciting opportunities. Jensen's has been family-owned since 1957, owned by Leo Jensen for 20 years, and continues to serve Huron and the surrounding communities. Good luck to James Valley Christian in the tournament this year, and safe travels home from Jensen Livestock Incorporated.
Prairie Smiles Dentistry, Dr. Abigail Fall and Dr. Julianne Lowen wish best of luck to the James Valley Christian Vikings at the State B Tournament. Trust the team at Prairie Smiles to get the smile you always wanted. To make an appointment, call 605-352-3183, located at 530 Iowa Avenue Southeast, but excited to open soon their new beautiful location at 13th and Dakota South. Prairie Smiles Family Dentistry, Huron.
Ready to go. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game today, Brett LaCroix, Brett Buck, and Mike Ruth. The alternate official is Jordan Mensch. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. One other note with officials, congratulations to Matt Clark of Huron. Matt will be officiating tonight's state championship game here in Rapid City. An honor to be chosen to officiate the state championship, and Matt Clark of Huron will have the honor along with Abigail Simpson and Daniel Rush, so congratulations to those three. James Valley Christian going to my right here for the first half. The tip is controlled by Rihanna Hood. Gets it up ahead, left side to Robinson Hood, top of the key. Right side, it's Knight. They'll leave it in, low post. Bartholo shoots over the double team, too strong, and the rebound underneath for Kylie Schopp. Into the front court, Warner, a tall team, 3 6-footers in the starting lineup. Warner on the outside, come up top, Markison. That's one of two Markisons in the lineup as well. Deep three, right side is good. Kyra Markison with the three ball, and Warner up early, 3-0. James Valley into the front court. Knight spins, tries to drive in to the left side, pitches in the corner, open shot, Gertz, no good. Rebound on the weak side for Haft. Quickly into the front court. Nielsen will drive, has a lane to the hoop, no good, gets her own rebound, knocked away, and Knight out of there with the rebound. Robinson into the front court, sets it up for James Valley Christian, low post. Bartholo right back out, 3-4 Robinson, in and out twice, in fact. And the rebound, oh, and thrown away by Warner. The outlet went behind Markison, Lauren Markison, and the ball will belong to James Valley Christian. We're 12 minutes after 1 o'clock here on KIJV, AMFM here on low post. Bartholo lost the ball. I think Addison right now is thinking more about those two six-footers behind her defensively and lost the ball with just trying to make the spin to the basket. Warner will set it up. Lauren Markison, high post, nice catch. in the corner, open three, back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Nielsen. Her putback won't go, and Rihanna Hood has the rebound. Into the front court, Hood pitches baseline to Gertz, back up top, Robinson, another three at the key, got it. A good state tournament for Kaylee Robinson so far. She gets James Valley Christian on the board. We're tied at three with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Working it up top, Hafe, back up top, Markison, high post, Nielsen. We'll get it out in the corner again to Hafe. Circle in the corner, open three for Markison. Antii overs it. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds and will be James Valley Christian ball. Kyra Markison nailed her first three, but that one she airballed on the Antii over. And Bartholo was battling, I believe, with Nielsen for the rebound, and it's given to James Valley Christian. Just over 2 minutes gone here in the ball game. Bartholo comes right side to Hood. Low post, Robinson kicks back out to Bartholo. Low post again, Robinson will back it out right wing. Ball is deflected by Nielsen, the All-State volleyball player with the steal. She's going to push the ball up herself. Go baseline, a little jumper is good for Lauren Markison. About a 10-footer on the baseline, 5-3 Warner. Some pressure in the backcourt, just some token pressure as Bartholo will bring the ball up, being guarded by Schopp into the front court. Low post, threw it way over the head of Gertz, and Gertz did have the seal there if they could have got it to her. Instead, the turnover gives the ball back to Warner. 5:12 to go, first quarter. Warner 5, James Valley Christian 3. Markison on the drive, Hafe on the left wing, back in the corner. Here's the lob, low post. Nielsen with a short jumper, no good. Good look for Nielsen, rebound by Robinson. Robinson double-teamed across the timeline, finds Bartholo in the middle. Bartholo, bounce pass inside through the hands of Gertz. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will give the ball to Warner, and we have a timeout on the floor. 5-3, Warner leads, 4:46 to go, first quarter. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Materials Company takes pride in delivering high-quality asphalt solutions that stand the test of time. Whether it's a driveway, parking lot, or commercial project, they have you covered. Their experienced team uses state-of-the-art equipment to ensure precision and excellence in every project. Quality, reliability, and a commitment to customer satisfaction. Asphalt Paving and Materials Company wishes the James Valley Christian girls best of luck and hope you pave your way to success. Klein Saucer Angus wishes all the best to the James Valley Christian Lady Vikings during the State Bees. You are invited to the Klein Saucer Angus Silent Auction Bowl Sale Saturday, April 13th. Please join Klein Saucer Angus at their farm for the sale Saturday, April 13th. Contact Mark or Christina for a sale catalog. Call 605-350-0999. Good luck, James Valley Christian. Go Vikings!
Dakota Sports KIJV.
First quarter media timeout. Warner a 5-3 lead, and they do have the ball as Lauren Markison will bring the ball up top of the key. Hafe now Markison. Three at the key, short. Long rebound out, and Hood gets it for James Valley Christian. In the front court comes Robinson. Lob past Hood, back top of the key. Swing it right side. Open three for Gertz. No good. Too strong. And on the block out, Kyra Markison has the rebound. In transition, Warner in the front court. Lob it down low and out of bounds. Last touch. Nielsen went up, lost her balance coming down. I think Warner wanted an undercut there by Robinson. I did not have a good angle to see if that's what happened. I can see that Nielsen fell down. Full court pressure, a trap, and James Valley Christian throws it away. Gertz tried to throw it back to Robinson way over her head. A little different type pressure than what Warner showed to begin the game, and, well, it immediately gives them a turnover. Lob up top, Markison in the middle. Back outside, right side to Kyra Markison. Kyra goes high post. Hafe in the corner. Nielsen. Low post inside, back door, and the ball slapped away and on the floor, and we'll end up with a jump ball as Schopp and Knight were tangled up underneath the basket. Possession arrow will give the ball to James Valley Christian. We have our first subs of the game in for Warner is Jordan Jensen, a junior. Got to check the other number when I get a chance. Bartholow into the front court. Knight has it on the wing. And he brings it back up to the right side. Kaylee Robinson cross court. Robinson, and there's going to be a foul. A block going to go on Lauren Markison. First foul of the game over halfway through the first quarter. I think Warner had two fouls called on him yesterday by the end of warmups, just kind of the way their game with Harding County went. Inbounds to Robinson. Gertz on the right side. Now Knight on the wing. Knight, one dribble back up top. Reverse it left side. Gertz, nice ball fake. Hard to the hoop. Missed the shot. Not sure if she hurried it. Great move, though. Here's transition. Markison feeds in the middle. The ball knocked away from Stacia Carta. And the ball will remain with Warner. So Sarda was the other girl who came into the game, a 6'1 junior, so they didn't lose any height on the switch. On the outside, Jensen. Jensen, spin move into the paint, goes baseline, open shot on the baseline is good for Sarda. And Warner opens a 7-3 lead with 3:10 to go, first quarter. Hood into the front court, bounce pass Robinson. Feed in the corner, Gertz. They give her the three, she doesn't take it. Back up top, Hood. Left side thrown away, and James Valley Christian has had more than a couple of unforced errors like that or unforced turnovers, just a pass too high for your teammate. And the ball belongs to Warner. They're up 7-3 inside of 3 minutes to go, first quarter. And setting it up, Lauren Markison goes high post, Sarda, feed down low, inside, good position. Easy bank for Shop, high-low. Played to perfection by Warner. They're up 9-3 into the front court. Gertz, James Valley, just needs to find the bucket here somewhere. Robinson goes high post, knocked away, nearly stolen, but Knight comes up with the loose ball. Here's Hood on the drive, and she traveled. Yep, she started to take off before she put the ball on the floor, and too bad, too, because she had Gertz wide open for a layup on the weak side, and James Valley Christian wants a timeout. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter, 9-3 lead Warner. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
To last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Lexington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Lexington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Lexington into your farming operation.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
30-second timeout taken by James Valley Christian. Split the double team, go baseline, and a steal by Robinson out the Hood. Good defensive play by James Valley Christian. Robinson pushes into the front court, comes up the right side, stops. Gives back to Knight, top of the key, Bartholow. Long three for Bartholow is short, rebound right into the middle, and Sarda has the board. Warner in transition, Markison feeds in the middle, back door knocked away by Robinson. The 30-second timeout, if you heard the pregame show, you could hear that Coach Robinson didn't have a lot of voice left. She may not have any left because she was giving the girls a little piece of her mind on how the play has started in this game. Warner up 9-3. There's another tip, and still Knight got a hand on the ball, and it came right down to Hood. James Valley Christian, though, has to start scoring the basketball. Robinson up top, Bartholow. Right side Hood in the corner. It's Knight. Knight a dribble. Here's the lob, high post, kick out Hood in the corner. Gertz for three, too strong. Rebound, Knight tips it to herself. The knocked out of bounds by Warner. And possession will stay on the James Valley Christian side. Sophia Haft back into the game for Warner. Inbounds Robinson right in front of me. She'll dribble it back out towards the middle, being chased out there by Kyra Markison. Now Knight with the ball. Knight trying to back her way in. Back up top, a high post, Bartholow, kick out to Gertz. Warner back in their zone right now. Robinson for three, got it. Kaylee Robinson has both buckets for James Valley, a pair of threes. It's 9-6 Warner with a minute 13 to go, first quarter. Warner gets it out on the right side. Haft, cross court, in the corner, Jensen. They lay off on her for now. Jensen starts to dribble into the paint, and it looked like a travel, and it was. She tried to come through the lane, went right into a double team stutter step. The ball turns over to the James Valley Christian Vikings. Jensen out, and I believe Lauren Markison back in for Warner. Ball deflected out of bounds as Warner still pressing, and he got Shop at 6'1" guarding the inbound, Rihanna Hood. Hood gets into the backcourt, Gertz. Now Hood again, and the ball nearly stolen away. Hood gets control of it in the middle. Ball deflected. Bartholo saves it. Now Robinson into the front court. Wasn't pretty, but they did break the press. Hood starts the drive. Three for Robinson. Short, long rebound, and going to be grabbed by Kyra Markison. Into the front court. Kyra comes off right side to Lauren Markison. Here's the lob down low, wide open, easy deuce for Shop. Just lob it over the defense on the baseline. 11-6, the lead, 5 for Warner. Shot clock off, 22 seconds to go, first quarter. On the left side, it's Knight. We'll bring it back up top of the key. Wide open three, and boy, Gertz just has lost her confidence. She had an open three, didn't take it. Back up top. 6, 5 seconds to go. Long three, left wing is short from Robinson. The ball tapped out of bounds, and that will end the first quarter. It's Warner 11, James Valley Christian 6. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
With incredible savings, it's the New Year blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year blowout sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Start the second quarter. It's Warner 11, James Valley Christian 6. James Valley Christian 2 of 11 from the field. Warner 5 of 12. Warner has possession to start the second quarter. Vikings in a 3-2 zone. Daryl Franson starts the second quarter for the Vikings. Long three is too strong for Kyra Markison, but offensive rebound Warner go in the middle, and they throw it away. Steal by Robinson, double-teamed in the backcourt. Robinson will get the ball up the floor. Across the timeline, they're trying to trap her there in the corner. 3-4, Gertz got it. Oh, Alexa needed that one. Alexa Gertz gets the three on the baseline, and James Valley Christian within two, 11-9, early second quarter. High post, they get it into Nielsen. She loses the ball, picked up by Gertz. Gertz down the floor, has it stripped away by Lauren Markison. Possession will stay with James Valley Christian, but the Vikings, just like this, a chance to tie or even take the lead. Rihanna Hood will check back in and replace Knight on the floor. James Valley will inbound. Lob comes out to Gertz in the corner. Robinson, Gertz back up, top of the key. Reverse it left side. Rihanna Hood backs it out. Franson passed up the three, will drive down to the corner, and the ball deflected away from her. And, oh, the official started to point the other way. Then he says something to the Warner student section about it, too. It was right in front of him. That's the way you ref. Let the crowd know they're in the game. Another three. Alexa Gertz on the inbounds. Back-to-back threes for Gertz in the first minute plus of the second quarter. James Valley Christian leads for the first time, 12-11. So good to see Gertz pick it up. Long three, Markeson no good, and Hood with the rebound on the weak side. And James Valley Christian can feel some momentum for the first time here in the game. Hood on the right wing. Looks left. Gertz wasn't looking, so she held it back. Bartholow wants three. She gets it. Addison Bartholow with a three. James Valley Christian, 15 points on five threes. They lead 15-11, 6:14 to go in the first half. Lauren Markeson goes low post. Kick out to Kyra Markeson. Kyra back up top. Swing at Hafe. Now Markeson. High post, Nielsen goes down low, and the ball through the hands of Schopp, but then James Valley Christian with the steal throws it away. Markeson on the drive, trying to back her way in, goes underneath, kicks it out, and she throws it right to Franson. Both teams, a lot of turnovers into the front court. Here's Gertz on the drive to the hoop, gets fouled, and we'll get our first free throws here of the first half as Alexa Gertz. Saw in the last half of the first quarter passing up wide open threes. Shooter's got to shoot. She's hit back-to-back threes. Now gets fouled. Driving to the basket, she'll get two free throws. First free throw is good. And Gertz with 7 points here in the second quarter. Right now, everything, this is the best momentum James Valley Christian has had. That foul, by the way. Well, I'm not sure who it was on. Both free throws good by Gertz. And a run here to start the second quarter. 11-0 James Valley Christian. And they've done it in about 2.5 minutes. Vikings lead 17-11. Hypos lob it in down low. Turn around for Sarda. Banks it in. Kissed glass for two. And Warner scores for the first time in the second quarter. That high-low is going to work very well for Warner with their height. Franson wants three, left wing. Yes! Daryl Franson makes it 4 for 4 on threes here in the second quarter for James Valley Christian. They lead 20-13. Top of the key, Jensen back into the game. There's a low post, and there's a shove by Robinson. I could see that one. They were trying to do the high-low again to Nielsen, I believe. Robinson with the foul. And we have a timeout. Media timeout with 4:59 to go in the first half. Vikings lead 20-13. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Dr. Anthony Lowen, Dr. Nathan Lowen, and Kara Fast, PAC, work as a team to provide surgical services, personalized wellness, maternity, pediatric, and primary care through all the stages of life. At New Life Clinic, they want to help you and your family reach the goal of physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Call New Life Clinic for appointment at 605-352-2117. New Life Clinic is a proud sponsor of the Girls State Bees. The best of luck to the James Valley Christian girls.
Media timeout. James Valley Christian up a 14-2 run here to start the second quarter. Warner with the inbounds. Top of the key, it's Markeson. Forces up a shot, no good. Well defended by Hood. Ball tipped around on the floor. And, boy, Bartholow comes out and steals it. Gets it out to Franson. Great hustle play there by Bartholow. And James Valley Christian looks to extend their lead. 4:39 to go in the first half. Ball tipped, but Franson comes down with it. Hood into the paint, goes with the floater, the scoop for two. Rihanna Hood, that's the first two-point shot of the game for James Valley Christian, and they're up by nine, nearing 4 minutes to go in the first half. Little turnaround shot, Sarda off mark, and Gertz with the rebound. And James Valley Christian looks to extend the lead. Back door and through the hands of Franson. Saves it in. Nice play. Gets it to Robinson or Bartholow, and she'll go in for two. Great play by Franson to to save it on the overthrow, and then she got it to Bartholo, who just drove the paint and got the first two-point shot of the game, or the second two-point shot of the game, and the Vikings are up 24-13. Sarda low post, stripped and stolen by Gertz. Gertz up the floor. She's got a two-on-one. Bounce pass Hood. Layup for two. James Valley Christian is 7 of 7 from the field. Here in the second quarter, they're up 13. Timeout Warner. We'll take a timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Get it back quick. We really care. The Auto Body Clinic. The Auto Body Clinic.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Crop insurance with agent access. That's what you'll find at Farm and Agency of Huron. Farming is not an 8-to-5 venture, nor does Mother Nature punch a time clock. At Farm and Agency, we answer your crop insurance questions promptly, accurately, and with your unique needs in mind whenever they arise, even beyond our full-time office hours. Call 605-353-1112 and learn how Farm and Agency of Huron provides crop insurance from your side of the fence. Farm and Agency of Huron is an equal opportunity provider.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Full timeout by Warner as they now trail by 13, have been outscored 20-2 here in the second quarter. Jensen a long three, no good. Rebound tipped and saved in by Warner, but right to Gertz. Gertz double team, flips it out, and Bartholo gets the ball up ahead. Transition, cross court. Hood lost the ball going to the hoop. Maybe playing a little too fast that time. The ball turns over to Warner. Jensen will drive, pull up with a 10-footer. Got it. Jordan Jensen, her first bucket of the game. Long pass and Hood into the front court as Franson to her right, but slows it up, waits for some help. James Valley Christian sets it up. Gertz comes left side, 3-4 Robinson, no good. First miss from the field in the second quarter for James Valley Christian, plus they get a push-off call against Rihanna Hood. Hood will pick up her first and second team on James Valley Christian. We've only had, I think, four fouls total called so far. Warner looks to cut the gap. They're back within 11. Markison on the drive. That's Kyra back up top. Lauren, high post. Nielsen kicks out. Open three for Markison is an air ball. And the rebound for Hood underneath. Cross court, dangerous pass. Get it to Gert. She's got a two-on-one. She'll take it all the way in. Count it. She's fouled. Gertz is having a big second quarter. She has scored 10 points, and that time just the hustle break and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Lead back at 13, 28-15. A free throw for Gertz. In and out, no good. And the rebound for the Warner Monarchs. Warner works it into the front court, right side, Kyra Markison, back up top, Jensen, sets the offense, Markison, deep three, right wing, back of the iron, no good, long rebound out to Nielsen, she'll kick out, a three in the corner for Hafe, no good, and the rebound tracked down by Gertz. Gertz dribbles into the front court, almost lost her balance, but gets it off to Hood. Hood drives, ball strip, back off to Gertz. Now Robinson steps out, backs it up. Minute 38 to go, first half. James Valley Christian up by 13. Big second quarter. Franson on the drive, and she's stripped. Stolen by Jensen. She's got a two-on-one. Bounce pass to Nielsen, right back to Jensen for the layup. That's how textbook how you run that two-on-one break. And the lead back at 11, 28-17. James Valley Christian. Warner, long pass, get it to Hood, cross court, Franson right in front of me. She'll start to drive in the corner. Franson for three, short, airballed it. But offensive rebound, nope, stepped on the baseline trying to save it in. James Valley Christian starting to rush their possessions a bit, use some clock, get the shot you want. Addison Knight comes in as Hood comes off. And in for the first time here today, and I think just the second time in the tournament for James Valley Christian, is J.C. Whiff, 5'7", senior. 1 minute to go in the first half, 28-17, James Valley Christian. Worked the ball around, three off the right wing is good for Hafe. And now Warner showing signs of life as they got it down to single digits here, 48 seconds to go in the first half, 28-20. Knight in the corner. Knight, one dribble back up top. Robinson, left side, Gertz. Here's the post up. Down low to Whiff. Back outside, Knight. Knight takes a look. Right side, Robinson. Robinson holds the ball. Goes in. Low post. Bartholo goes in and travel. The call. Actually, I thought they were going to call an offensive foul on her. And now Warner has the momentum leaning back to them. 28-20. Shot clock off. 27 seconds to go. In the first half, James Valley Christian back in their zone. And they're going to pull it out and hold it for one shot. Lauren Markison goes left side, Hafe. Now Lauren Markison, Hafe again. 13, 12 seconds to go. Kyra Markison for three, no good. Rebound, and Whiff able to grab it and gets it out to a Knight. Now back to in the middle, Robinson, get it down the floor. 1 second, and Gertz won't get the shot off before the buzzer. After one half of play, it's James Valley Christian 28, Warner 20. Timeout of 2 minutes, and back here with the halftime, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Congratulate the James Valley Girls Christian basketball team and wish them great success at the Girls State B tournament in Rapid City. With spring in the air, stop in and place your preseason orders for baby chicks and pick up all your poultry supply needs. We carry a large supply of beekeeping supplies year-round, and don't forget, we have live bees to order by March 15th. Runnings can take care of your landscaping needs with one of Huron's largest selection of lawn and garden power equipment. Stop in and say hi to our friendly and knowledgeable staff. Go Vikings!
Neighbor, family, community, friend, local business, and for over 17 years, Double D Westernware has been just that, a positive part of your community. And just like your family, Double D Westernwear has grown. Not only do they have clothes for every member of the family, including infant wear, by the way, but beautiful home decor, cologne, perfume, footwear, and fashionable sunglasses. Make your day happier. Stop in and shop local at Double D Westernwear in Huron. Open every day of the week.
Dakota Family Dentistry strives to provide the highest standard of dental care with exceptional service. Dr. Winnell, Dr. Fast, and staff are committed to serving each patient with a positive experience by blending personalized attention, comprehensive services, and state-of-the-art technology. Call Dakota Family Dentistry for an appointment at 605-352-6999. Good luck to the Lady Vikings from Dakota Family Dentistry.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Got a body cleaning. If you wreck your car and you need a repair, we'll get it back quick, because we really care. Got a body cleaning. Yaddle body clinic.